Hey, Pochos. Thanks for joining us. This is our inaugural Pocha podcast. I'm Sara Inés Calderón.
And I am Elise Redbeck.
And we wanted to talk a little bit today about the science of catcalls. Specifically, we wanted to talk about how much we love them and how much they boost our self-esteem.
Not really.
No, that's a common misconception in the general public that women's self-esteem is boosted by catcalls. Just last night, actually, I was telling Elise, a friend of mine and I were walking to dinner, and I was wearing, I guess, what you call hot pants, aka thick tights, as pants, and was scratching my butt because I forgot to put on lotion. And a homeless man said, "Hey, do you need help with that?" And I just do what I usually do, which is like pretend like I didn't hear anything. But that sometimes seems to make them even like more determined to.
Yeah, like.
I don't know why.
Well, what are you supposed to do? Right? Like, I think I've told this story. I was walking down the street and this creepy homeless guy comes up to me and he's like, "Fuck coins, I want pussy." Like, and then I'm like, well, maybe I'll give him a dollar because he's not getting any pussy.
That was very generous of you. You're generous. You're a generous girl. Well, I mean, I guess that's the thing that's kind of like the eternal quandary. I mean, luckily we're not in India where, you know, they just skip the catcalls and like gang rape you. But, you know, so I'm not trying to say that it's like that bad, but at the same time, it's like what you were saying earlier. It's like, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you wear. It doesn't even matter like what time of day it is. It's just like, you know, you just have to be female in public and it's like you get like, you're like targeted. I don't really understand how that works.
Right. Like, I mean, I go out and I'm wearing, you know, basically a sleeping bag as a coat at this point. And it's still, you know, like the looks.
Well, I mean, weren't you telling me that it's almost like, hold on. I mean, weren't you telling me that it's almost like the less nice you dress up, the worse catcalls you get or the more aggressive they get with you?
Yeah, because they think, you know, you have no self-esteem.
That's so strange. I don't understand how that works. The other night I was taking the metro to perhaps one of the less safe parts of LA, but nonetheless, I was wearing a dress and I was wearing pantyhose, so there was no part of my flesh that was exposed. And this gentleman decides, or maybe he wasn't a gentleman, this guy decides to get on the metro. And even though there's like ample seats everywhere else, he decides to sit right next to me.
Oh, like always.
Yeah. And the best part was after a while, he was kind of, I guess he was surreptitiously giving me looks. But the best part was after a while, he just gave up on trying to be subtle and was like, balls out, staring at my crotch. He was just staring at my crotch, and I was wondering to myself, what are you doing?
Right.
Or like, staring at my dress.
What other mystical world do you see between my legs?
I'm like, do you like my blue dress?
That's the one, like, of all the stares, I get that one a lot, too, the crotch stare, mm-hmm. And it's the weirdest one, like, the boob stare, I can kind of understand, because I, you know, like, if you got, like, a nice rack, I'm going to look at them, too,
I kind of look at boobs. I try to be subtle about it, though,
but the crotch thing, I'm, like, really? Are you talking to my crotch right now?
Either that, or there's all of these, like, people from, like, Krypton who have, like, x-ray vision that we just don't know about. Walking around out there, seeing our privates through our clothes, and somehow the calculus on that, I'm assuming, makes us a sluts. We're walking around fully dressed in front of people who have x-ray vision.
I shouldn't have worn my lead underwear.
Yeah, that's because you're a slut. I did a video yesterday on like the favorite cat calls out there. And yeah. As I was doing it, I'm not gonna lie, I felt kind of dirty.
God. What are some good, I got some good ones. What,
I know you got some good ones. I think the ones that made me feel the dirtiest were the
yeah.
And then the other one was just like when they started saying stuff like, my meat. That always makes me feel like, ew, are you going to explode? What's going on?
Right, like I was just walking, I mean like I've been told some obscene things, but like just yesterday I was walking and this guy comes like right in my face and he's like, beautiful.
You're like, am I in Estee Lauder commercial?
Right, I'm like, okay, but in a way like that's almost creepier than like I've had like a guy lean out of a car and be like, hey bitch, I got money.
Oh my god, New York really is magical.
It's a mess, right? And like I was wearing like a flannel shirt and a pair of jeans. I mean, I don't.
That's what you get for being such a whore, okay?
I know, right? I'm like, you know, I project my sluttiness to the world. It doesn't matter if I'm wearing like, you know, a sleeping bag coat and like a turtleneck and gloves and a hat.
Wow, dude, that's some powerful sexuality. Clearly the men are just victims to your potent sexuality.
Needle before Zogue. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I find it too, like, it doesn't really matter like what you're wearing. Like, I had an older female relative one time. I was at a gas station, I was cleaning my dad's windshield. I was wearing a denim skirt that went down to my knees, and I was wearing a blouse that was not tight, and this guy was just like giving me a good one over as I was cleaning, and she's just like, you shouldn't dress so provocatively in public because you're asking for it. And I was like, okay, I'll say, keep that in mind. But yeah, I mean, like, I'm with you, like, it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, it doesn't matter. I think it's just the idea, it's the idea of these men like trying to assert their like manliness, or they're like, I mean, I don't know, I guess like my thing is, it's like, if you have to fucking if you have to scream obscenities at women in public, it's probably because you either feel lacking in some department or because you don't have anyone else to talk to.
You just want someone to hold you.
Yeah, you like, maybe your mom didn't like give you enough hugs, I don't know. Whatever.
Right? Or when yesterday when the guy was like, beautiful, I want to be like, hell yeah.
You should have said that. Because that's the thing that kills me. I'm like, these guys do it. And I mean, obviously it's a learned behavior, but has it ever worked for you? Have you ever met your wife that way?
I don't know. Right? I almost wonder. I mean, I meet some women who like it. Like, they wouldn't go out with a guy or anything.
They like
it? But they like every bit helps, you know?
Really?
I find it creepy and gross. Like, I want to take a shower after anyone says anything to me, but...
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Like, I don't see how... I mean, are your friends, like, also suffering from, like, low self-esteem? Did they not get enough hugs from their mommies?
Maybe that's what it is. It's like the people who didn't hug enough need to come in together and yell obscenities.
Maybe. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. But what's like the worst? I mean, what's the worst thing you've done? Because I know one time I was in Zacatecas and these guys, I was with my boyfriend's grandmother, and these guys are just being like disgusting. And so I was just like offended, not just for myself, but for her. And again, it was probably me because I was wearing jeans and a loose fitting white blouse. So I clearly had, you know, a bullseye on myself. But I think it's kind of also what you were saying, because I was like an American. And so I think that they think that Americans are like sluttier or something, or, you know, wet ass or sluttier. And
right.
So
right.
What ends up happening is I just turn around and I flip them off. And I like kind of give them this look. It's like, come and get it. And like, you should have seen their faces. They had this like sad look on their face. Like, why would you be so mean to me?
I'm just trying to help you have more self-esteem.
It was so strange. That was probably like one of the weirdest reactions I've ever gotten. But Usually, I don't really say anything because. And I was on the metro this week, and this guy was like basically like 2 feet from my face, like trying to talk to me, and I was just like staring like robotically off into space, like I was like zoned out. And he starts telling everybody, look at this bitch. Just look at this frigid bitch, this robot bitch. And I was just like robotically staring off into space. Cause he was like, he was basically doing the same thing to everybody. He wasn't just me, you know, he was just crazy. But,
So now it's your fault that he's being an asshole.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
I actually yelled, cause it got kind of, it creeped me out. I was walking down the street and this guy was like, yeah, you're beautiful. And, all of a sudden, I turn around, and he's following me down the block. And so I turn around, and I start yelling, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Stop following me! And he was like, you're mean, girl. And I was like, that's right, I am mean.
You said that? That is hilarious. You're like, yeah, I'm a mean bitch, and I'll find you.
He's like, you're mean, you can be all alone, girl, you can be all alone. He, like, walked off. But, like, you can't mess around like that. Like, the guy started following me. I'm like, I don't know who you are. And, like, I know you were heading the other direction. I was like, and he was like, I'm not following you. I'm like, yeah, you are. Like, get over it, you know.
Ew, creepy. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is it's like, that's the thing that like, to me, just like kind of signals that this is some sort of like deep seated emotional vacancy for these people. It's like when you like treat them, when you like respond like very potently and negatively towards them, they get this like sadness. It's like, that's not really the response I thought you were looking for, dude.
Honestly, I've gotten really like while ago, some guy started like trying to pick me up and on the street, and I just look at him and this is my thing now. I just go, not interested.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
So that, I mean, like, it's, and I think like dudes can understand that. Like, it's to the point. Like, I'm not interested, and I usually walk away fast enough that they can't. But sometimes I don't know. Like the other day, like on the train, it was empty. And this guy sits down right, I've become such a bitch. Like, he sits down right next to me, and he starts trying to chat me up, and I just look at him, I'm like, oh, fuck no. And I get up, and I walk to the other side of the train.
Oh my God, I love that. No, because, dude, no, let me tell you, speaking of the train, like, I was on the metro, and I'm reading a magazine, I'm reading Harper's, okay? Like, how boring do I look? I'm like, standing on the metro reading Harper's, and this guy comes up to me, he's just like, hey, I like your earrings. Where'd you, he played 20 questions, was like his version of like romancing. Hey, where'd you get those earrings? I like them. What do you do? What's your name? What are you reading? What's that? And I was just like, and then after like 20 questions, he's like, so do you want to go out sometime? I was like, no, thank you. I'm not interested. And then he's like, he walks away and then he comes back. He's like, oh, why aren't you interested?
Oh my God.
And so I was like, do you know what Harper's is? He's like, no. I'm like, well, that's what I like to talk about, so that's why I'm not interested in you. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, it's kind of to the point, too, where it's like, for me, I'm just, like, so over it. It's like, sometimes these guys come up to me, and they're, like, you know, trying to do stuff, and then I just look at them and was like, no.
I love it.
But it comes out naturally, so they kind of, like, get sad. But, yeah, I'm not doing that, like, on purpose at the same time. It's just like, what do you do when no doesn't mean no to somebody? Like, what can you do after that? You know, it's just ridiculous.
Especially if they've got you in a situation where you can't walk away, like train. I mean, luckily only one time a guy's gotten hostile with me and we were just in Central Park. So I just walked away.
Yeah.
But yeah, like he wanted to know where I live or so we could go jogging together.
Ew, creepy.
Right? I was like, ew, no.
Ew, like, creepster.
He got really nasty with me, and I was like, this is really helping your case, right? Like, but
you're like, okay, well, if you're gonna treat me like crap, then yeah, let's do it. Here's my address.
Oh yeah, totally.
Oh my God. So like, you were saying that there's like a difference between like Miami and New York sexual harassment.
Yeah, it's just a lot more blatant here. I mean, growing up, okay, well, what's funny, because growing up in Miami, I got hit on more when I was 15 than at any other point I lived there. Like, something about being 15 and, like, these big, giant dudes would come up to me. Like, I was in Barnes & Nobles, and this guy's like, excuse me, can you help me? And I'm like, I don't work here. He's like, no, can you help me tonight?
Oh, my God, you're 15?
I was 15 years old. This guy had to be in his 30s at least. He was, like, 7 feet tall. And I just kind of, like, I almost cried. I didn't know what to do. I was so young, you know? But it was fewer and far between. Like, it was more, right, it was almost more aggressive, but not as often. Whereas in New York, it's like, it's just a constant flux. Like, every time you walk outside, you're in public, like, some guy will whistle or be like, hey, mommy, or, you know, it gets to the point where you're like, yeah, okay, whatever, shove it. Like,
really? And do you do it more in Spanish or in English, or has that changed at all, or not really?
It's pretty usually English, actually.
Yeah.
But probably just because, like, it's like, the workers where I go, where I work, and they're not, I don't think they speak Spanish.
Really? That's crazy. So, and then, yeah, because I was going to say, like, in Texas, I feel like, it's, that the cat calls are kind of more like, and this might sound a little creepy, but my experience has been more kind of like, they're more like mija-y about it. Like, they're not like as blatantly grotesque as they are in LA. I find that in LA, maybe it's just cause it's like bigger city or something. Maybe it's just a metropolis effect, but, I find that here it's just so like, it's just like crude and like aggressive, you know, but it is what it is. And like, I think that you're right, like what you were saying, like I think because we're both very light skinned, right? And I think that I know for me, even like with customer service stuff, when I go to like, I just went to the Mexican grocery store, when I go there, I get really crappy customer service up until I start speaking to them in Spanish, and they're like, oh, I can't pull one over on this one as much as I thought anyway. And so then, like, you know, and I think it's kind of the same thing, is it's like, you know, people start talking stuff and it's like, you know, I think we've all had experience where they don't think you understand. And then you kind of look at them like, oh, I understand. And then they stop. And I think it's kind of the same thing with the catcalls, like you were saying.
Yeah, where they think, right? Like,
you're going to be like a scared, a fearful, scared gringa instead
of
like.
Or you're going to like, because you're like, you're looking for some sabor or something.
Really? How creepy.
I get like here there's these waspy older women who, like, I stopped going to this one deli because the guy just creeped me out way too much, but I'd see like the older waspy women there and they loved, like, they were eating it up kind of. I'm like,
ooh, creepy.
And they're just not used to men treating them that way, I guess. So.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, so I don't know, but I'd have to say that it's as much as, like I said, I don't like having to deal with the catcall situation. I'd rather, you know, I think I need to start getting a little bit more creative with the way that I deal with it, because I like you're not interested, or maybe, I don't know, you know.
It's to the point. I mean, most of the times I just ignore it, or, I mean, because it's really for the best to just ignore it. But, I mean, at the same time, it feels like you're being bullied and no one, you know, like, nobody likes to back down to a bully. Like, it just kind of dents.
Yeah.
It's a little dent in your soul.
That's true.
Yeah. You just got to pick the days when you want to fight.
That's a good point. Because, like, then there's, like, guys in the metro that, like, are legitimately, like, trying to pick me up. They'll, like, give me a comment or give me a compliment and then be like, where are you going? You know, like, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, those guys don't creep me out as much.
Yeah. I've just learned not to show interest, not to be friendly. When guys, like, the minute they try to pick me up, I'm just like, don't smile at them. Don't be friendly.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the thing that sucks is, like, yeah, you have to totally be just shut down in order to just, like, live your life.
Right. Yeah. Like, your public property or something.
Yeah, because it's like, if you're nice, then that's like an invitation. And that's,
exactly, exactly. Like, you're showing interest in them just for being a nice person. And I just don't want you to kill me. Basically all that is. And like, you know, what's the alternative? Stay like home all day? Like, no, I'm going to go outside. I got to make my money and pay my rent and, you know, be out in public. That's,
yeah, it kind of, that's just the way it's going to go. I mean, I guess the other alternative is, what, to go, I mean, apparently, like, covering yourself in a sleeping bag doesn't work, so maybe, I don't know, maybe we should try burkas? I don't know what, Maybe we should try to become invisible.
Right? That would be awesome. Like, if you can just become invisible and just for a little while and...
Yeah. Maybe. Right? I don't know.
Like, I just want to get to where I want to go. Like, that's it. I'm not...
Yeah, I'm not trying to, like, meet people right now on my way to buy tampons. Like...
Right? And, yeah, right, like, there are certain bodegas I have to stop going to because the guys are just, like...
Really?
Like,
oh, that's sad.
Every time they're like, cuando vamos a bailar, you and me, we go dancing.
And you're like, no. Is that a metaphor?
And you almost feel like a fear, like, oh, what's the big deal? Like, some creepy old man keeps asking me to go out dancing. But you get tired of it. Like, you just get so... It's like, I just want to buy my tampons and go. Like, exactly. I don't...
Exactly.
You do.
What are you going to do? So, well, I mean, I guess we're not going to solve that today. But I think I'm going to start trying to come up with more, like, creative ways of dealing with them as opposed to just ignoring them all the time. Because we can't let them win every time, because they kind of like already win because they were the ones who like built the system, obviously. But
right.
You know, whatever. Little by little.
So, little by little.
Did you want to add anything else?
No, I think that's probably talked plenty.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, then let's just do like an outro. Well, thanks so much for listening. I'm Sara Inés Calderón.
And I'm Elisa Rendbeck.
And don't forget to like Pocho's Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to our YouTube channel, Pocho.com. And, you know, if you don't want to miss out on more, like, awesome, hilarious Pocho stuff, make sure you check out our website every once in a while. So take care. Bye.
Bye.